Welcome back to our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable. My name is Shaquan Eddingham, and today we are being joined by the Adel DeSoto Minburn School Superintendent, Greg Defoe. And Greg, as always, really appreciate you taking the time to join me.
Thank you. It's always good to talk to you.
Absolutely. Well, as you know, ADM School Board, you guys recently held your November meeting. And, you know, with that, there's some items to kind of touch on here. So we'll start off. I know, you know, Greg, you guys always have a focus on learning portion. And in that, you talked about the Individuals with Disabilities Education Act. And so can you explain a little bit more about what that conversation was like?
You bet. And I always appreciate you asking about the content that we share with our board in the Focus on Learning section. You know, that's an important part of our board agenda. It's always early in the agenda to lead off with, you know, typically things around, you know, teaching and learning, which is the, you know, kind of the central focus of a school system, but oftentimes overlooked, as interesting as that may sound. So on this month's Focus on Learning, my assistant superintendent, Travis Wilkins, took the board through a review of the work that's currently underway around a plan that's required by the Iowa Department of Education, by all Iowa schools, to ensure that school districts in Iowa comply with the Individuals with Disabilities Education Act and to improve, you know, educational results for those students with disabilities. So there's a lot to that, and he shared a ton. We have a work team, you know, that's been meeting regularly and preparing for these meetings with all of our special education teachers on a frequent basis over the course of the year. And the cornerstone of that learning is around a book called Six Shifts in the realm of special education. So that book is, we're really dissecting that book, comparing, you know, identifying our current reality and what moves we want to aspire to based on that professional text around best practices in special education. So it's exciting work for us, and we're excited to continue on as the year proceeds.
Absolutely. Yeah. Thanks for really diving into that. Sounds fantastic. And now talk about, I know there's a new math intervention program that's being implemented, so you can highlight that.
You bet. You know, we're, you know, literacy has been a focus of ours for the last few years, but we also are investing a ton of time and resources into math. And one of the things that we found is that there are fewer interventions for students who have a skill deficit in math than there is in literacy. So SOAR is a math intervention that we vetted and think will be a good addition to our toolbox to work with kids who need some intervention in math. So that was the recommendation to approve the agreement for SOAR.
Awesome. Well, there you go. Again, we're speaking here with the ADM School Superintendent Greg Defoe for our Dallas County Let's Talk program. And Greg, next up, ADM will be hosting the Central District Conference for the Iowa Association of Student Councils. And so I know there was a speaker agreement that was approved at Monday's board meeting.
Yes, we have a outstanding student council at the high school level. Our sponsor is Charity Miller. She's been doing it a long time, and she just does a great job. So it's a very vibrant student organization, our student council is. And we're hosting the Central District Conference this year. And we just approved the agreement, since it's on our site, for the speaker for that event.
Awesome. Well, thank you for talking about that. And then, you know, there's obviously updates with the new high school. Newest thing is an update with the fiber line installation. And so, you know, you can talk about that. And just in general, every time I drive by, you know, it keeps getting taller and taller, does that building?
Yes, there's a ton of awesome work going on right now, and it does change daily. And so it's really exciting to drive by and get a sense of the progress. And this action item on Monday was fairly simple. It's due to the fact that, you know, there's the roundabout that will be installed there. And due to the specifications for that roundabout, we needed to move our fiber optic line deeper. So we approved the cost for that change.
Awesome. Well, thank you for talking about that. And, you know, as we end here, just to kind of round it out, obviously we're approaching the holidays, Thanksgiving coming up, obviously Christmas not too far away as well. And so, you know, how has this first semester been here for the schools? Seems like it's going great. Anytime I interact with any of the students with, you know, different sporting events and stuff like that.
Yeah, it's going very well. You know, as it is for everybody, you know, it's always hard to believe that we get to, you know, we're on the cusp of Thanksgiving already, you know, so time just goes so quickly for everyone, schools and school people and students. That's no different. You know, we really work hard. It's complex. You know, we have, you know, 2,200 students coming to school every day. We have just about 400 employees, and, you know, it's a lot going on every day, you know, so it's always intense and a lot going on. but good work's happening every day, and we couldn't be happier for our people who are executing the plan on a daily basis. So, you know, we've got about 2 weeks to a little less than 2 weeks to Thanksgiving break. And, you know, our people, our families are always excited about break period like Thanksgiving, and it's such a great holiday. And we're just thankful that we're here at 8 a.m.
Well, yeah. And Greg, just to add on to that real fast, you know, I know, you know, the drama department just had their play, James and the Giant Peach. And on the athletic side of things, you know, you just had a couple of seniors kind of sign on to continue their sports career at different universities and colleges. And so, you know, how exciting is that to be able to always celebrate all the different activities going on?
You know, it's just always is, you know, thankfully it's always just, you know, rinse and repeat. It's part of our natural cycle where we have young people who do great things and have done so well here that they make opportunities available for themselves when they leave here, and, you know, awesome activities taking place, not only in drama, but athletics, and, you know, having our kids involved in those things are so important. And, you know, we're just really grateful that we have the directors and coaches who will work so hard and tirelessly to bring those opportunities for our kids.
Well, there you go. Again, we've been speaking here with the ADM Superintendent Greg Defoe for our Dallas County Let's Talk program. Greg, thank you for walking us through everything. It's always a joy to talk to you, and we'll check in with you again at some point.
Thank you. Thank you again for your support of ADM.
You are absolutely welcome. Our Dallas County Let's Talk program is always brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.